Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome to another episode of the Talking Blues podcast. I am Josh, and no singing from me in the intro today as Chelsea get a victory, a much needed one, and a well-deserved one. 3-0 against Leeds United, and honestly, this is the clinic of a performance we would like to see from our football club. This is what a top three club in the Premier League looks like against a bottom three opponent. I am Josh again, and I'm joined by my co-host Alex. Peter is unfortunately unable to join us. He has some football event of his own to go to or something. He's missing out on stuff. I don't know what he's doing, but whatever. Don't care. We move on.
He thinks his team is more important than our team, and that's very disrespectful. Anyway.
He's not his team, whatever it is not beating Leeds United 3-0. I'll tell you that much. But Chelsea is. And it's a big one for them, like I said. The goals coming from Mason Mount, Christian Pulisic, and Romelu Lukaku. Definitely Lukaku and Pulisic, much-needed goals for them to hopefully help them, boost confidence heading into the FA Cup final on Saturday against Liverpool. So especially Lukaku, definitely getting some confidence in his mind would be great. Glad that he was able to join the score sheet once again this season. It was a very nice, calm, cool, collected goal. I don't want to pull a Peter and actually talk for the next 10 minutes in a row, so I'll send it to Alex, my co-host, to do that because I'm sure he's got a lot to say. Alex, how are you? And what were your thoughts on this match today?
I'm doing well, and as you predicted, I do have plenty of thoughts on this match. But, you know, I get the double cherry on top here because when Peter's not here, I get to talk more. When I'm not here, Peter probably talks more. He definitely talks more, actually. But in terms of the match, it was interesting when the lineup came out because our back line completely shifted. Obviously, the performances haven't been great as of late. We saw Chalaba come in for Aspi. We saw Christensen come in for Thiago Silva. And in general, we looked a lot more solid. I will say this Leeds team, number one, they were down to 10 men because of that disgusting Dan James challenge on Kovacic, who right now looks like could be in doubt for the FA Cup final. I actually have a quote from Thomas Tuchel on that. He said, "He's not good. A lot of pain. The same ankle that was already injured. Very bad news on a very nice evening. We don't like this. Hopefully I am wrong." Let's hope he's wrong. But yeah, that was a nasty challenge by Dan James. And then the Leeds fans having the audacity to, you know, yell at Kovacic when he came off the pitch and boo him when he came back on, and then going off again. You know, not particularly nice of them, especially since that looks to be a fairly serious injury. And hopefully, you know, everything gets better, because really big fan of Kovacic and a really influential part of this team. And with Conte, it sounds like also most likely not going to be fit for the FA Cup final, according to Tuchel. It looks like we're going to have a midfield of Ruben Loftus-Cheek and Jorginho. And Ruben Loftus-Cheek, when he came on, I thought actually did a really good job driving the ball forward. Obviously, him and Kovacic, in terms of their skill set, Kovacic obviously way more polished. But I think Ruben Loftus-Cheek brings a similar type of skill level to the table at his very best. and I thought he was very good today. And he really just shifted us, especially when we're a bit stagnant at times in the early second half. I thought Chalobah played pretty well today, and Christensen put in a solid performance too for someone who's already halfway out the door. But yeah, I mean, overall, it was a dominating performance. Mason Mount, Pulisic kind of had a complicated day up until his goal. And Lukaku, I thought, played extremely well, missed a couple of chances, unfortunate. He was really close on a couple of them, and then eventually got his goal. So, you know, happy for him. And he, in when he scored that goal, he said, "I'm back" to the camera. So we'll have to see what that's all about. But, you know, hopefully he's back, and I think he definitely deserves a start on Saturday. And I'm excited to see what he can do going forward. And I've always been a proponent, as much as I've, you know, kind of been upset with him. Obviously, the comments really pissed me off, if I'm being honest. I've kind of forgiven him. he's been half forgiven. If he finishes out the season well, he'll be fully forgiven. But, you know, I've been a proponent of giving him a second chance. And I think Tuchel's starting to do that now, and the results are coming through. So I'm happy to see that. But overall, great performance. But I will say this, you need to keep it in context. This was a 10-man, for a majority of the game, a 11v10 against a team that already feels like they're playing with 10 men, even when they're playing with 11, because they're really on bad form. It's kind of sad to see, because Jesse Marsh, former New York Red Bulls coach, is obviously the Leeds United coach. I remember when I was in, you know, elementary school, middle school, we always used to go to the Red Bulls games for my soccer team or football team, whatever you want to say. We used to go like at the end of the season every year, and Jesse Marsh was always the coach, or the manager. So it was always kind of a fun time. Then he obviously left to go to RB Salzburg, I believe, and then he went to Leipzig, and then he went to Leeds. I don't know his whole story, but anyway, still kind of a neat thing. Kind of hoping that he stays up, but also not really, because I'm kind of mad at all the Leeds players who were a little bit aggressive today, and especially at Daniel James. Yeah, but whatever, that was a dirty play anyway. That's it from me.
Kovacic definitely looking doubtful heading into the FA Cup final against Liverpool on Saturday, in my opinion. I just don't think, even if he says he's ready, I don't know if Tuchel is going to even want to take that risk and putting him in the starting 11. And then Tuchel gets yelled at by all the fans and I would say his partners helping him with the Chelsea coaching staff if Kovacic doesn't play up to what his normal standards are because of the injury concerns. So with that being said, I think Alex covered most of it. I guess I can like go through the goals a little bit. Mason Mount was a really nice strike. Nice job by him getting the open space. He had like 10 or 15 yards ahead of him, basically full sprinted down, got to the box. I forget who got the pass from specifically, but just wide open, was able to get that goal. Christian Pulisic, another one where it was like not really much to say, just a good goal by Pulisic. And then the feed, I believe it was from Ziyech to Lukaku, taking his time, using his strengths to his advantage and powering the goal to the top, I believe, left corner of the net. So good job by Romelu Lukaku there, getting on the score sheet.
I'm not sure if you missed this or not, but I mean, I almost missed it too. But then I heard the commentator go like, "Oh, Lukaku." And I turned around. Lukaku was doing like a roulette, like some crazy move. And I was like, what has gotten into him lately? So he's definitely boasting with confidence. So I'm excited to see what happens with him in the final. Obviously Van Dijk, Konate, those are two big guys as well. So I think you kind of need to fight size with size. I was trying to figure out the right word right there. Size with size. There we go.
And I mean, Lukaku in quotations got a goal in the first half, but then it was obviously waved off because he was offsides. VAR came in handy there. So yeah, good match for him, like I said, and it's a good thing to take it into the final. I won't doubt whatsoever that he starts that game. I think he will start that game against Liverpool. We're going to need him, and hopefully he scores some goals for us and Chelsea win an FA Cup final, because I want an FA Cup final win, right? We haven't won in the last couple of years. It hasn't gone our way. And hopefully, although Liverpool is a very, very strong side this season, as they always seem to be this last decade, You hope that Chelsea is able to pull an upset, in my opinion, because I feel like Liverpool are definitely the favorites.
Yeah, it's been so long. I mean, what was it? Leicester, then Arsenal, then my memory, you know, as Josh knows, my memory is terrible. So I'm not going to be able to tell you what was after that. But I believe we've lost the one before that, too. So I think we've lost two or maybe three in a row now at this point. I did want to bring up Marcus Alonso, because obviously after the game, we didn't get to touch on this because the rumors kind of came out a bit after we recorded the recap to the last game. It came out that at halftime, the reason he got subbed out is he had like a fight with Tuchel. But he did end up starting this game, which was kind of interesting. I did not expect that. So I guess they made up. I don't know. Or it's just Tuchel has no other option, which really is the case. I'm definitely a little bit scared because obviously they have Liverpool has Trent, Mohamed Salah on that side. It's just going to be a real nightmare scenario. So I think we're going to need some support for Marcus Alonso on that side. You know, we'll have to see what happens there, but hopefully he can expose Trent going forward. That's the only thing that you just got to hope for. But yeah, that was just my comment there about that.
And I mean, I don't know when we were going to get into it, if we were going to get into it, but obviously now Antonio Rudiger, we know, is confirmed 100% Fabrizio Romano. Here we go. Tweet to Real Madrid. Another Fabrizio Romano tweet. Oil club, oil money, oil FC, whatever you want to call it. I can't believe I'm saying this. Erling Haaland is going to Manchester City. The club cannot get any more goddamn signings. It's unbelievable. They're about to become Bayern in the freaking Premier League with all of their star players now. Are we really going to turn into the Bundesliga here where it's just Bayern, 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 Bayern year after year? Now that with them getting Erling Haaland, I don't know what to say anymore. Losing my mind. But I think I did this with Peter Alex a few episodes ago, or I'll let you speak on that before I go to the FA Cup recent finals.
I was just going to say, like, it's crazy how it's not that they don't have the talent, right? It's Pep overthinks it, man. He overthinks it every year in the Champions League. And every time he overthinks it, he goes, hey, I need this player, that player. No, you don't need those players. You just need to, you know, think goddamn properly. I don't understand. He's this world-class manager who just, you know, turns into, you know, I don't even know who's a terrible manager. I'm trying to think of one. I'll, you know, come up with one later. And like, I don't understand. Like, it's crazy to me how he like just transforms into this guy who just doesn't know anything all of a sudden in the Champions League final. He just tries to tinker too much. It's always the thing he does. I have a hot take right here, and it's not because I'm salty. I promise it's not because I'm salty. I don't think Haaland's going to work out because I don't think, number one, I don't think he's going to fit in the Premier League. I don't think he's got the skill set. We've seen a lot of players from the Bundesliga struggle to adapt. I think he's going to get off to a hot start, but I think long term, I don't think he exactly fits what Man City need to do, what they want to do. They're just not a team that plays like that with that true out and out number nine. Even Aguero, right? He was undersized at that spot. He was also someone who could kind of go out wide, do stuff out there, and he could almost play as kind of your false nine. Whereas I really don't think Haaland can do that. And I know a lot of people, as their, you know, defense are saying, well, they had Aguero. I think they're very different players. So I think it's going to be a struggle for Pep to fit him into his system. So I'm interested to see what happens. Obviously, he made it work with Lewandowski at Bayern, but this is the Premier League. It's different. So we'll have to see what happens there. But definitely a little bit upset that they got him for, what, £60 million? It's crazy because of the release clause. But yeah, they're going to be good, I think, but I don't think he's going to be as good as people think.
Yeah. I mean, he talked about, there have been, people from the players from the Bundesliga who have struggled. We know two of them by name now, with Kai Havertz and Timo Werner coming to Chelsea. And I think we still haven't seen the 100% of potential that they could be with this club. If they continue, if they keep fighting strong, we still haven't seen the best of those two guys. But yeah, let's go to the FA Cup Finals. I think a few episodes ago, I did this with Peter. We went through the last few when we were talking about, I don't know if you were in that episode, Alex, but I definitely remember going through this a little bit. So in the last few years with Chelsea in the FA Cup Final, in 2016-2017, they lost to Arsenal 2-1. Then they won in 2017-2018 1-0 against Manchester United. They then did not go to the FA Cup finals. Man City versus Watford, they won 6-0. Then 2019-2020 lost to Arsenal 2-1. And then 2020-2021 lost to Leicester City 1-0. So let's hope Chelsea can come back. They can win here against Liverpool, but it's gonna be a tall task. And hopefully Thomas Tuchel and the Chelsea players can reach that, because we have no Champions League final to look to this season, unfortunately. So let's hope we get the FA Cup final done and win that. So let's go to the match stats, and then we can go from there to then the player ratings, which Alex is going to be guessing solo today. We'll see how he does. Let's first go to the stats. Shots, 17-5. Chelsea led that. So then let's go to the shots on target. Leicester. I had Leicester on my mind because I was talking about FA Cup results. Leeds United, 0 shots on goal compared to Chelsea's 4. Possession, Chelsea outpossessed Leeds United 68% to 32%. And then you have the passes, 805 to 372. Chelsea led that. Fouls, 14-10. Chelsea led that, although Alex apparently thinks the more aggressive fouls were on the Leeds United side. So that's something to definitely note. You know, if you want to take into consideration his opinions, I don't know if you'd like them or not. Moving on now to the next stat here. Yellow cards, 1 for Leeds, 0 for Chelsea. And same thing with red cards, 1 for Leeds, 0 for Chelsea. 3 offsides on Chelsea's way. And then 4-1 in corners. Chelsea led that. So now the updated Premier League table. Let's go to that now. Man City now 3 points clear of Liverpool at this very moment. In first with 89 points. Liverpool in second with 86. Chelsea in third all the way down there with 70. And then Arsenal in fourth with 66. They're still right there. I'm still on the edge of my seat. Until the last match of the Premier League season, I will still be on the edge of my seat. And then Leeds United, like I said, they are one of the bottom 3 clubs in the Premier League. They now sit in 18th in the Prem, 34 points. Burnley also has 34 points, so they might, you know, they get a draw in there or a win. They might not get relegated, but it's leaning towards relegation, unfortunately, once again, for Leeds United. Alex?
Yeah, one quick thing before we move on to the player ratings regarding the FA Cup final. Fabinho for Liverpool ended up going out with a hamstring injury, and he will not be playing in the FA Cup final on Saturday. He's a big part. He you know, as their holding midfielder there, so that should hopefully be good. You know, for us in terms of our midfield, obviously we don't wish for any injuries, but you know, in terms of how it affects the game, it should affect us positively come the weekend. But obviously, Kovacic, Conte, those are going to be big losses for us if they are indeed missing from the squad. But yeah, just wanted to quickly mention that. But I'm ready for player ratings. I'm going to get a whole bunch right
let's
today.
Do it.
I feel like I know. All right, let's go.
Edouard Mendy in net. Start off strong here.
So he did nothing because he didn't have to do anything. So I'm going to say 6.
Yeah, it's a good start for you. Getting 6 out of 6 for 10, and that is 1 for 1 so far. Trevor Chalaba in the backfield. Backfield, back line. I'm just thinking American football now.
Yeah. I thought he was solid. I don't think he was crazy. I think 7.
2 for 2. Right on.
Let's go.
Get ready to brag to Peter when he comes back. Come on, let's do it. Andreas Christensen, this is a half score.
6.5.
3 for 3.
Let's go. Start.
Don't get too excited because this is what happens, and then it doesn't happen anything. All right.
Yeah, it's true.
Deep breath. Deep breath. Antonio Rudiger, also a half score.
6.5.
4 for 4. 4 for 4.
This is a great start.
Also remember, Alex, you have those Thomas Tuchel quotes, right? From his press conference.
I read them. I read the Tuchel quote. Yeah. Well, in the middle of the thing. Don't worry about it. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Marcus Alonso.
I feel like this could be a 6, could be a 7, could be a 5. I'm going to go 6.
5 for 5.
Let's go. This is like crazy. All right.
Marcus Alonso gets a 5 for 5. We move on to Reece James on the right side. This is another half score.
I'm going to go, I think it's 6.5 or 7.5. I'm going to go 6.5.
7.5 for Reece James.
Oh.
The first one wrong today, but you're still off to a great start.
5 for 6.
So literally the most, and we tied it, I think, about 4 times since we started these player ratings December 19th of 2021, the most for 7.
Right?
So all you need is 3. You got a lot of chances to do it. Sorry, I don't want to do that. I don't want to be that guy, but
yeah, you're pressuring me.
Jorginho in the midfield.
Thinking six. I'm thinking seven. I'm gonna go seven.
Correct. Jorginho is seven. Alex getting closer and closer. He's now 6 for 7 in the player ratings. Mateo Kovacic taking that other midfield. Mind you, we know this. He got injured. Forced the red card, if you want to say it that way, 30 minutes into this match. It was an unfortunate loss for Chelsea. As of now, probably going to miss the FA Cup final against Liverpool.
Six.
Correct. 6 out of 10 for Mateo Kovacic. Alex has now tied the record for the most player ratings guessed correctly in this history of doing player ratings, which spans a good 10 matches or so.
The attackers are tough, though. It's going to be tough. This is the hardest.
Starting off with the first attacker, Mason Mount. So I'm just going to let it happen.
I'm going to go 7 or 8. I thought he was... I think he deserves an 8, but I feel like they're going to give him a 7, but I'm going to go with my gut, 8.
Alex, Mason Mount had... the man of the match awarded to him by Absolute Chelsea, giving him more than you even could have thought of. A 9.
10 out of 10
for Mason Mount. I'm going to read the paragraph. The dream start was handed to Chelsea when their Premier League leading scorer fired home a beautiful strike. It was simply sublime from Mount, and as so often has been the case this season, he was the difference for the Blues. He went on to provide a divine assist with a deft flick to set up Pulisic 10 minutes into the second half. The Englishman consistently worked himself into space and operated to the highest level whenever in possession. He was a defensive nightmare for the hosts. The man of the match award was never in doubt. Okay. Two guys, two ratings, one. It's all you need.
So what am I? Seven for nine.
Okay. Christian Pulisic. It's a half score.
Oh. 6.5 or 7.5. He scored the goal. Thought he was pretty good. 7.5.
In this match, Christian Pulisic was awarded by Absolute Chelsea a 7.5 out of 10. And with that,
let's go.
The new champion of player ratings, Alex.
So silly.
Congratulations.
See, when Peter's not here, and he said if I did it with you, we would get the worst score of all time last episode.
True, and we haven't done it yet because he wasn't even freaking here to host. But
yeah, exactly.
Doing it alone might even be better.
We'll have to send him that. We'll have to send him the clip of my amazingness. All right, let's do the final one so I can get 9 out of 11.
So another half it is for the man Romelu Lukaku.
All right, so 7.5 or 8.5. I'm gonna go 8.5.
Finishing strong. Oh my goodness. 9 for 11. That just sounds sweet.
Let's go.
Great job. Wow. I'm impressed.
This might be the proudest moment of my life. This might be the proudest moment of my life.
Extremely impressive. If only we knew it took 10, it's more than that, matches to get here. you would have fooled me. Let's go to the bench here and just go through that real quick. I guess just keep it alive. This has nothing to do with your streak. Just. For why not, right? Ruben Loftus-Cheek coming on for Mateo Kovacic's injury in the 30th minute.
7.
That was completely my fault. Forgot to add in the half there. It was a 6.5. I completely forgot about the half. I apologize.
We'll count that as a half win.
This is a half for Hakim Ziyech.
5.5.
6.5 for Ziyech. And then normal score for Azpi.
6.
Yeah. So nice job. Finishing strong no matter what. All right.
Nice.
9 for 11 on the player ratings for Alex here. Chelsea versus Leeds United. And with that, I don't think there's any more to talk about after that match. Just wipe our hands clean and let's go. Saturday, May 14th, 11:45 a.m. for us here, Eastern Standard Time, 4:45 for all you watching in the UK. Chelsea, Liverpool, FA Cup Final. I assume
we gotta win, man. We gotta win.
I assume we'll have an episode out after the match if everything goes right, but I don't know for sure. We're gonna have to figure it out. For right now, I'm gonna ask you to do a few things to help support us before I end it here. Subscribe to the Talking Blues podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. To find out most places to listen to the podcast, go to shipitstudios.com/talkingblues. On Twitter, Follow us at Talking Blues Pod. And you can follow Alex on Twitter, the player rating champion, at anorian23. You can follow me on Twitter, the host, at joshilla29. And with that, for Alex, I'm Josh, and we will see you next time, hopefully after a Chelsea win in the FA Cup final, on the Talking Blues Podcast. Go Blues!
Welcome to the All 80s Movies Podcast.
I'm Bill.
And I'm Jason. And this is the podcast where we talk about the blockbusters, the flops, and everything in between from one of the freshest decades for movies, the 1980s. So whether you're a brain, a jock, a valley girl, or a Jedi, we've got some 80s classics for you.
Do these movies stand the test of time? Are we discovering something new? Is there an 80s movie we're finally watching for the first time?
Join us each week as we dive into the cinematic nostalgia that inspired and influenced a generation. From the hits to the cult classics, we'll discuss our earliest memories, favorite scenes, fun facts, and our not-so-favorite movie moments, too.
It's the All 80s Movies Podcast, now available on all major streaming platforms. Please subscribe and happy listening.